Jarvis, welcome to Denver. And obviously this morning, the news comes down that your former roommate, Marcus Thomas, joined the Broncos. How did you hear about that? And what do you think of being reunited with Marcus?
I think it's great. I was really excited. I actually had just landed in Denver. Another one of our defensive linemen called me, Steve Harris. He hadn't been drafted yet, and told me, Marcus is coming to Denver with you. Marcus is coming to Denver with you. I was like, what? I was like, stop playing. He was like, no, it's for real. And, you know, I was just really excited. I called my girlfriend and told her. I called my brother and told her, because Marcus is really like a brother to me. We know each other inside and out. We're really close. And he's a terrific football player, and I think he'll do great here in Denver. And we know how each other plays. So, like, instinctively, you know, we would be able to collaborate on the field well, and I'm just excited. I know he'll do great.
Now, you're aware of what's been written and said about him, but what do you think is the biggest misperception about Marcus that you, as his friend, would want to correct?
I don't really know any misperceptions out there on Marcus. You know, I know he's had his issues, you know, you know, with the failed drug test with marijuana, but Marcus is a great guy. Everybody who meets him, you know, likes him. He's just a great person with a lot of charisma. People seem to follow Marcus no matter who you are. You know, he's just one of those people that you really like. And, you know, I believe 100%, you know, he has his issues cleaned up. Anybody who goes through something like that really has to mature a bit. He's paid his consequences like a man. He lost a lot of money, so now he's making up now. And he just has to work even harder to get back to, you know, where he should have been.
Now, we have a few questions from the fans that have been emailed to us, so let me ask you a couple of those. First question is from Kevin here in Denver. He wants to know what you're going to do to prepare for playing in a higher elevation here and also being a city that's a lot colder and a lot drier, no humidity around here, versus playing in Gainesville.
You know, I'm just going to listen well, you know. Guys have come in here as rookies all the time, and I'm sure the coaches, you know, keep us very aware of, you know, what to do and, you know, how to hydrate and just train in it, you know, try to get as used to it as possible as I can, just working out with it. And I'm sure it'll really help me to get used to it, you know, once, you know, comes time to play in it.
And next question is from Chad O'Leary at Fort Wainwright, Alaska. He wants to know if you think you can make an impact like Trevor Price or Jason Taylor has made in the NFL.
I definitely think so. Nobody knows better than myself, you know, what I'm capable of. And, you know, I'm very aware that God has given me some tremendous talents. And, you know, I just want to use the best of them to my ability, you know, here in Denver. You know, I watch those guys, Trevor Price and Jason Taylor both. And, you know, if I can have, you know, half the career that those guys had here in Denver, then I think I'd be all right.
Next question up is from Mike Reed in Lakewood, Colorado. He wants to know, what are your goals for this year? Is it to have an immediate impact on the defense?
Definitely. You know, I want to come in and play. You know, I'm going to work really hard up until the point where mini camps start, you know, when guys start fighting for the positions. And, you know, I'm going to work hard, and, you know, I'm going to play hard out there on the practice field just to try and showcase, you know, why they drafted me, where they did, and just gain my coach's trust and, you know, kind of earn some respect from my teammates. So that's my main goal, to come in and play as a rookie and be an impact rookie.
Next question is from Chris in Wilmington, Delaware, who wants to know how it feels to be drafted to a team that not only needs your talents, but also wants you to be part of their locker room.
It's great. It speaks volumes for this organization, them trading down to get me. And I'm really privileged and very blessed that they took me. I just want to make the best of the opportunity. It's really humbling, you know, this whole experience, getting taken by the Broncos, you know, where I was taken. And I feel like I owe Denver a lot already.
And the last question is from Jerome in Parker, Colorado, and says, with both you and Tim Crowder being from Texas, did you know each other before the draft process?
Oh, yeah. I knew Tim back in high school. We were the top two defensive ends coming out the year we came out of high school. And he was on my recruiting trip in Texas, and, you know, we talked a little bit. And, you know, he was on some of my visits to some of these other teams, you know, up until the actual draft happened. And, you know, I talked to him and chatted with him. I had his phone number, you know, before he got drafted to the Broncos. So, you know, we're really aware of each other. I think Tim's a great guy, and I think he'll do well in Denver also.
And my last question, how cool is it just to be here and be with a couple of guys that you know so well at the same area of the team?
It's great. I really feel like guys looking out for me, just, you know, putting people, you know, here that I know that I can be comfortable with and, you know, try to mesh with even more. You know, I actually trained with Ryan Harris in Orlando, getting ready for the combine, so I know Ryan as well. And like I said, I know Tim, you know, all the way back from high school. And, you know, me and Marcus are like brothers, you know, being in Florida for 4 years together. So I think it's really neat, you know, that I already know everybody who Denver drafted. So, you know, I'm sure everybody's excited to get to work, you know, all three of those guys as well as myself.
In that social group, who's the ringleader?
I have to say Marcus, man. He has a lot of charisma, like I said. He's just a fun person to be around. I'm excited. I don't know them as well as Marcus, but I have to say Marcus.